Dustin, when you look at the four lines that the Kings are operating right now and the lines that they used over the last two games, really, is this the best forward depth that really reminiscent of last year's playoff run?
Yeah, I think so, and I would hope so. You know, I think you saw a bit last game, you know, the way the parts were interchangeable. We have our four pivots in the middle, you know, now Carter, Richard, Stoll, Kopi. And then it was a bit of a mixing pot going around, but I think it makes it, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, in the past, the different teams I've been on, and even this one, you know, when you mix up line mates, it's tough, but for whatever reason, it seemed to work last game. You know, who knows, you know, having that ability to revert to that if need be, you know, is a good thing. And, you know, we got a pretty solid fourth line with me, Stoll, and Louis, so it makes it tough for other teams to match up against.
We also talked after the St. Louis game where you said when you use your size, you know, a real formidable foe would be Zdeno Chara. Are there any other defensemen in the National Hockey League that you have found that are extraordinarily difficult to play against? Obviously, anybody at this level is, but defensemen that when you play against them, you know that your size is the biggest asset?
It's the only guy that I can think of.
Have you much experience? Have you ever played against Tyler Myers? Obviously, you have.
Yeah, I played him once, but not enough to make an initial depiction of how tough he is to play. I know he's as close as there is to a challenger to Chara, but I have played him, I think, maybe once in my career. Guys have passed, like Niedermeyer, Pronger, Lidstrom, obviously. It's just they're some of the smartest defensemen to play the game in my era. So, but they're, thank God, they're not here anymore. Well, that's tongue-in-cheek because I wish I could still watch them.
What about Jack Johnson, the Kings will be facing tomorrow? You know, having played against him previously in practice and also in games as well, how do you disrupt him? How do you take him out of his game?
Well, he's a very skilled defenseman. He's played at the collegiate level, at a high level in NHL, Olympics. You know, he's well-decorated. And he's a really good skater. He's smart. He's got a good shot, and he's their best, him and Wisniewski. And I think he's going to have extra motivation coming back here. This will be his first time, right? So, you know, he's going to want to have a good game.
It's going to be a slightly different look that the Blue Jackets will offer on their back end. They've gotten several players, Wisniewski, Nikita Nikitin, back from injury as well. What are going to be the keys as forwards to be able to go in there and you know, make life difficult for them?
Well, getting pucks, you know, a good defensive team will hold their own blue line. So we got to make sure we come at their blue line with speed, get pucks into areas where they're having to face the glass, going back to get it. Their goalie won't be able to play it. And then, you know, getting bodies on them and not letting them make tape passes to get out of their zone.
So, thanks so much, Dustin.
You're welcome.